Good morning. It's 7:45. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. Former San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro has completed his first trip to Iowa, the state that holds the country's first presidential caucuses. As Ryan Poppy reports, while Castro has not announced he's running in 2020, his speech at the Iowa State Fair resembles a man already on the campaign trail.
Castro, during his weekend visit to Des Moines, spoke at several events that included Democratic progressive candidates he's supporting through his Opportunity First Political Action Committee. It also became quickly apparent Castro was there to feel out the state's voters attending the Iowa State Fair's old-fashioned political soapbox on a number of issues that might come up during the 2020 presidential election.
We need everybody's talent to succeed. That's why it matters if we invest in universal pre-K. That's why it matters if we do criminal justice reform. Because everybody counts in this country. We can't waste anyone.
Castro, while hinting strongly at a presidential run in 2020, said he will formally announce his plans after the November midterm elections. In Austin, I'm Ryan Poppy.
In more news, the Otero Mesa is a vast area of public land in New Mexico. For over a decade, environmentalists have been fighting to protect the land from additional drilling. Fred Martino has more.
The Otero Mesa. At over 1.2 million acres, it's a vast treasure southeast of Alamogordo and west of Carlsbad. Most of it is public land, and about a half million acres are desert grassland, a rare and disappearing habitat for some 1,000 native species. Kevin Bixby has been working to save this place for more than a decade. A court win against the administration of George W. Bush protected it from increased oil and gas drilling. But there are fears it could be at risk again.
So our concern is that if Otero Mesa is opened up for full-scale oil and gas development, that there will be hundreds, if not thousands, of these well pads out here, each one scraping off 5 acres of vegetation, piling up the topsoil, building a road to access it, pipelines to access it as well, most likely, or else lots of trucks coming and going.
Trucks and development don't sound like a good idea to Alex Hebert. He likes the peace of this place and its access to natural wonders hard to find anywhere else. Hebert studies plants at New Mexico State University.
Well, this is a hotspot for diversity, especially with grasses, and it's unusual in that it's not very disturbed. It's hard to find a place like that in the United States where there's undisturbed, pristine land, and this is a great spot for it, particularly with grasses. And it's just a great place to explore species diversity.
This is so important. Grasslands throughout North America we've lost most of them. As an ecosystem, they've been hit harder than almost any other type of ecosystem. Most of the grasslands in the Great Plains have been converted to farms. Out here, we have a very significant treasure because we have managed to save this large desert grassland on Otero Mesa. And, you know, as grasslands have disappeared, so too have the wildlife that depend on grasslands. Species like pronghorn and prairie dogs and a whole host of grassland birds. That's why we need to save a place like this.
On our journey in the Otero Mesa, we saw many examples of wildlife, including this third herd of pronghorn in this amazing desert grassland.
The animals and plants of Otero Mesa have little company. Dirt roads mean relatively few people are here at any one time. And oil and gas development has been minimal. But Kevin Bixby showed us what can happen when drilling is allowed.
Well, this is one of the HECO wells that have been drilled out on Otero Mesa. They've drilled two so far, and they have the green light to drill a third. So for each of these wells, a 5-acre well pad is constructed, and that basically means scraping off all the vegetation and piling up the topsoil in the corner of the well pad.
Protecting the Otero Mesa's habitat for plants and animals is just part of the story. The vast public lands are also home to an amazing array of petroglyphs, giving insight into ancient civilizations. More on that tomorrow. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Fred Martino.